Uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka, uka, uka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Looking for complications. is good. Seems that all they ever wanted was a brother.
Yeah, that's the way we like to start off the Giddy Up, with a triple shot. It's a triple shot of Foo Fighters. How you doing, boys and girls? It's 2:17 in the afternoon. We're starting a little late today, but I am DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty. Across from me is the beautiful, lovely DJ Carla. How are you, darling?
Happy Friday.
It's always a happy Friday. It's Friday. So it's Friday.
And it's 70 degrees.
That's the beginning.
Absolutely beautiful.
To any good weekend. And the best thing to do to begin or start and kick off your weekend is to listen to the Giddy Up, of course.
Absolutely.
And especially on this beautiful, record-breaking 72 degrees. It's 72 degrees.
I can't believe it.
Record-breaking here in Massachusetts. And I just see naked people everywhere. I love this weather because nothing like naked people. Well, some. I don't want to get a little ahead of myself. But anyways, we're still waiting for the funny man. I think he may be pulling a funny joke.
Possibly.
He's one of the naked people outside. I think he's doing naked cartwheels outside.
No, we don't want
out in
that.
Front of the Tufts University.
Grab a sweater, Chris.
No, he already has one built in. You never seen him without a shirt. Anyways, he should be here shortly, and we'll get the festivities started. And, of course, I started a new segment last week, the Threesome at Three. And it is fabulous. How is it not fabulous? Well, it all depends on who you're with. No, as long as you're with the Giddy Up, it's going to be fabulous. And we will, try it again, because it seems like that everybody really liked it. What it is, really, it's, you know, it sounds dirty, but it's not. Is what we do is, you know, we play three songs from a certain band every week.
Nice.
At 3 o'clock. So we're going to call that the Threesome at Three. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be chomping gum. I should really be doing that, but...
Oops, that's not bad.
It's all right. It was from DJ Kala, so so the gum is good. Anyways, you boys want to call in, boys and girls. I'd rather have the girls call in, actually, but it's 855-915-9636. That's right. And I said 91.5 last week, because that's what it is. And Chris, it took him like three times to get it. Oh, that's the station call sign.
No way.
You didn't even listen to the show last week.
I missed a small portion of it.
He better not break in here while we're live on the air. And anyways, Chris, funny man, get your butt here. And you guys want to hear anything? Look us up on Facebook. You know, shoot me a text, message, I should say. Or post it on the Facebook. We'll be looking for the next couple hours to...
And there it is.
And there's Christopher. Are you ready to take us out?
I am.
We're not going out anywhere, trust me. But we got the AC on, which is nice. This is a change. Because we haven't had the... Yeah.
It's beautiful.
The AC on. It is beautiful.
I actually wish we could open the windows instead, but...
Nah, I like nipping.
Yeah, too funny.
All right, take us out, DJ Collar.
All right, happy Friday. You're listening to WMFO 91.5.
That's right. This is the Giddy Up. Don't forget that. We'll be right back, boys and girls.
Haunting familiar, yeah. I can't seem to play. Find a candle of thought to light your name. Lifetimes are catching up with me. All these changes taking place. I wish I'd seen the place, but no one's there. Dicks my face. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello. My God, it's been so long. Never dreamed you'd return, but now here you and
Are you ready, Christopher?
I'm ready.
You know what it is? He threw us all off. He come in, giving big hugs. And anyways, we're back on the Giddy Up here, boys and girls. 224 in yeah, I said it like that. Yeah, like I was going through puberty.
Yeah, your host Peter Brady over here.
I am not Peter Brady, but I am going to have pork chops and applesauce tonight for supper. And yeah, that's how we say it around here.
Supper.
Supper. Yeah. You have to say
dinner.
Who says dinner?
I say dinner.
Well, that's because you moved up north.
No, it's because old people say well-to-do.
With the well-to-do in Wakefield.
Did you ever see Family Guy when Brian was dating the old woman? And he goes, does she call dinner supper?
You have to call it. I always call it supper.
Yeah, because you're elderly.
Oh,
you got me beat.
That was coming. That's like as soon as I had the pitch left my fingers, I knew it was getting bashed over the monster.
You set me up perfect for a nice home run pitch. Yeah. It's like the home run derby here with the Giddy Up. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls, to the nonsense. And I'm sure there's going to be much more nonsense. Even though we're starting, 20-something minutes late.
Yeah.
And you're going to say something about the chair.
Yes.
That what you want to do, Carla?
You guys missed it.
DJ Carla.
Epic. Epic moment.
That's what happens when you turn 45.
108.
Hey, listen, if I'm 108, you're 108 in 11 days. All right? Yeah, my chair went down. The computer chair just took a fall.
Molly dropped.
I'm glad I didn't, because I would have broke a hip or something. But I did take a pretty good hi-de-do. Yeah. 1 minute I was talking on the mic. Next minute, the mic was on talk.
Happened again. I love it.
I'm no scientist over here, but I would just think maybe at this point you might want to switch
chairs. Can we get maintenance in here, please? I don't have the king's throne, that's why. Somebody took it earlier.
Would you like it? Would you like me to wheel it over to you?
No, I think it's much funnier watching.
No. Thanks. Oh, I want to, just before we do the shout-outs in a couple minutes, I want to send a special shout-out to Saeed, who's driving around in the Camry. He's from Worcester, but he's from Albania.
Albania's in Worcester now, or Worcester's in Albania now?
Both.
Oh.
Yes, there's a bunch of Albanians living in Worcester now.
Oh.
No, but he was so cool.
He's originally from Albany?
But, apparently his brother owns a radio station in Albania.
We got a gig.
I'm not even kidding. He put it on while we were driving here.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it was actually rock and roll music.
Yeah.
Which I was, like, shocked.
There's an Albanian Polly and Carla and Chris?
Well, I didn't hear anybody talking. I just heard the band singing. Of course, I didn't understand a damn word that they were saying, but
it was Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam.
But nonetheless, the beat was the same. It was rock and roll. I could tell. I could feel it.
Then it's all good.
Why do you always sound like you're so far away?
I don't know.
It's all she decided to take that microphone today for some reason. And
yeah,
that,
I took a different seat. Today.
The last time. Mm. Hey, who hasn't? wait a minute.
Compose yourself.
Why do people continually call me
to tell you
when they know I'm on the air?
That's what they tell and go, hey, man, I can hear you on the radio, man.
Do they talk like that?
Yeah. Tommy Chong called you up all the time.
Who?
Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, Tom.
Yo, man.
No, I would answer the phone if it was him. I actually have his personal number. So
I won't ask why.
But you know why?
Why?
First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced. And I live in a van down by the river.
That's why. That's why I have Tommy Chong's number.
No answer. Plus, I have no answer for
no
that.
No over there.
Plus, I bought him a ditch phone when he got out of jail.
Oh, very good.
Anyways, okay. Did I play Pearl Jam? Yeah.
You did.
All right.
athlete, hearts and thoughts, old woman.
So do you want to get this party started?
Yeah.
We got a lot to say today.
We do.
We absolutely do. But you know what the thing is?
What, we don't usually? Starting something new?
Since when have we ever not talked?
Stirring the pot a little?
It depends what's in it.
I'm making a big cauldron of sangria.
Ooh.
The witch's brew.
I remember one day me and Chris were sitting on the back deck.
Yeah.
Drinking sangria with our umbrellas. Yeah.
Yes.
Kicking them up.
Yeah.
Today's a good day for that.
I know. I wish I
actually
I
is.
I would have made myself a
it's
big
a
old
great
picture
day
of it.
For that today.
Yeah.
So I should have been playing some background music so you guys didn't have to hear the AC, but we're all sitting here with the AC on.
Enjoy the chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the nips more. It just makes everybody nip in the studio.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Makes you,
all right.
Makes you feel like you're alive.
Since you're alive, Chris,
yeah.
And finally here, and are you settled?
I'm settled.
All right. Well, then.
Go on, ready.
Well, then why don't you take us out, and we'll be back and do some shout-outs. How's that?
Yeah. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, the Giddy Up in beautiful, historic Meffa.
We'll be right back, boys and girls.
Turn into another. Dig.
Trust me, I want to scream.
There's a ghost in the machine.
I don't get it.
Technical difficulties on the giddy up.
Oh my god, really?
Do we have a haunting going on?
Yeah, haunts. Yeah, this is building supposedly haunted.
Right, the chairs fall into the ground. We got couple songs playing at once.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well,
my volume's off, isn't it? Yeah, so I know it's not me.
I don't know what just happened. I apologize, boys and girls, to that mishap. We don't know what's going on. But anyways, since Shout is playing, Christopher.
Alrighty. So today,
would you like to do our shout outs? And we do apologize for those technical difficulties. Yeah. It is 2:35 here in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up with myself, DJ Pauly B, the beautiful Carla, DJ B,
D,
D B, and of course my glorious Tit Willow sitting across from me.
Quite
the nickname.
I'm DJ.
The funny man.
I'm DJ OCD.
Is that too loud for you guys?
It is.
I don't know what happened here.
Quite obnoxious, actually.
All of a sudden, just everything went haywire. Yeah. Haywire. I don't think I've ever used that term, but today I am going to. So, anyways, this is the part of the show where after the haywire, we try to dewire, and yeah, something really wrong here.
Yeah, it's all right. I had the wrong thing up. I was going to talk about pervasive data, but instead,
how about doing the shout outs, Chris?
Yeah,
where we appreciate our listeners and thank them for listening.
Excuse me. Yes. Yeah, so once again, batting leadoff is our good friend in Salem, Jennifer Kinnerzinski Leadham, Ma and Kim at Malden Trans, Billy Roderick, the handsome and talented David Strupp, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Bill and Chrissy, and Chrissy and Bill at the beautiful Chuck Wagon Diner located on New Salem Street in Wakefield, Christina Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel. You can hear him tonight from 10 to midnight. And that is on 91.5 MFO. Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, no relation to Bob and Doug. That's for you old timers who remember Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yes.
Yep. Debbie Depot.
Thanks, eh?
Yeah. Hoser, eh? Old school Steve. Oh, you're the hoser, eh? Hey, did it just get warm in here? I didn't pee. Leah Hall. Ah, Leah. Eddie Riley. Matt Fisher.
Oh, Leah.
Danny Martinetti and Steph Cardone of The Lounge, now heard on Fridays, and I have no idea what time.
Who?
The Lounge?
Saturdays.
Saturdays.
Yes, sir. Mm. From 8 to 10.
You know what? Just listen all day. When they come on, they come on, all right?
That's, there you go.
Yeah.
I like that plan.
Mm. Kenny Melanson, Mark Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, and his cousin, Kyle D. Bus Driver. Not like our own Carla D. Yo, Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler.
It's Carla B.
Carla D. Barreto, Carla Dawn. It's like Delta Dawn, but Carla Dawn.
Carla Dawn.
Hey, Vinny Carla Dawn, Carla Dawn. Big you better. Caitlin Hussey.
What did you just say? Should we translate that?
Karen Whitman, Sandra Indori.
Will it be curse words?
Hey, I'll tell you this. No, it wasn't, but half of South Medford is going, oh, pity coffee, you bad. half of South Medford understood me.
And none of them know what they're even saying.
Everyone in front of LaKasha's is, you know, listening.
They said, you parked in my spot.
I didn't. Sandra Indori at Sandra Network and Peabody, Phil Fleming, W. Abruzzi Ebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim, and the kids on the Yellow 93 bus who are actually on vacation this week. So, Jim, if they're still on the bus, you'll be looking for a new job come Monday. Marcin Kinrasinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, the mustache of Medford, Frankie Abergabo!
That's right. Our own Tom Selleck.
Our own.
Hopefully he'll be here soon.
He's a little Selleck, a little Anthony Kiedis, because he can't be dangerous.
We should go with Anthony Kiedis, since myself and the funny man, the glorious Titwillow over there, just seen the Chili's
yes.
at the Garden.
Yes.
And, of course, we, we had to go over some of my old stomping grounds.
Yes, we did. We started off at a...
It was good going down memory lane. If you will.
Oh, memory lane's been closed for years, Paulie.
No, I said mammary lane.
Oh, mammary lane. Thank you.
Like a mammogram?
No, actually, that's the new gentleman's establishment we're opening on Route 1 in Saugus, mammary lane.
That's right. And I will be giving out, for the first week only, free mammograms. You know, no free of charge. But then after that, yeah.
Did you show up with your x-ray vision specs? Speaking of, Denise, ready mammolette.
Of course.
When you can't, never mind. I don't want to say anything else.
Why are you talking like that?
Because I don't know. All of a sudden, I developed a cough. Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack. And once again, we don't know the size of Janice. Janice, please call in. I'm going to say she's svelte. Okay. The svelte Janice.
Oh, poor Janice.
She's what?
Svelte.
She's svelte.
Svelte. She's got a lovely figure. Honor.
All right. I wanted to get your background music.
You want to start at the top?
Yeah. Why don't we start over?
Cab number 19 with Chet.
Because we do have a two-hour show.
I think you should sing them, actually.
I got a feeling.
He rapped them. It was hilarious.
I sang them to Achy Breaky Heart. You know what? Maybe we should just have that recording and just play it over and over. Cookie in the number 54 cab.
Yep.
Christine Fantasia. Buddy, Nicole and Chloe. Bobby and Gigi Messina, the great Irish Eddie Corder with his beautiful wife Jen and daughter Rhiannon, Christina Papalado.
Oh, also, in the back of the Mammolette store, I'll be giving Papalados.
Oh, nice.
So, Mammolette's in the front, Papalados in the back.
Fabulous.
That's the way it goes.
Apparently.
Guess you passed Anatomy 101.
That's right.
Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E.
But you have to come down through the bullpen. The bulkhead.
Bulkhead, the bullpen.
Bulkhead.
What? Here's the secret
knock. How come
I
can never hear her?
I can hear her.
She's right next to you. Of course you can hear her.
Well, what do you think? What do you think? She's Kazoo? I'm the only person who can hear her?
Yeah. No, she's definitely way better looking than Kazoo. Oh,
and she doesn't refer to us as dum-dums, which is nice.
It helps,
yeah.
But even though it would be a correct analogy. Yeah,
it's appropriate for this audience. Oh, man. So what was I saying? Oh, Mark Gayhart, Amy Di Domenico, John Abbas Buckley, Ryan Scurio, Adam McClain, Bonnie Terramarsh, Elaine Ivy Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Alicia Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, the man who's rolling in the dough, Rocco Scali, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Timmy Clegg, Ramon Lopez.
Really? Try to say that again.
Yeah, Ramon Lopez. I say it every week.
You see, you're wrong, because his name is Ramon Lopez.
Mr. and Mrs. Roper, Jack and Chrissy.
Oh, my God.
And the whole F troop.
And their neighbor, Larry, from upstairhere. And everyone at the Regal Beagle. Mike Magnin, Charles McCarthy, Colleen Shea, Richie Potsy, and the gang at Arnold's, Amy Giamacco-Mokwin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Cassidy, Roe in California, Cambridge, Joanne Riddle, Chris and Pixie in the 45 bus with Dante, Jerry, and Joseph, Ave Maria, Danielle Santalucia, Bobby Coburn, Kelly Vigna, Sylvia Gray, Herman, Boston Jackie, Jackie Palazzo, and of course, last but not least, a special shout out to our dear friend, Eric Wilson. Eric, hope all is well with you.
He is recovering.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is he out and about?
He actually came out with us last night.
Nice, nice. Yeah. So he's man about town again.
He was. Came to Toscana's. We had a great night, great turnout, a lot of fun.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
He's on the road to recovery. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Always great to see Big E.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple more shout-outs.
And the family.
To Billy and Ann Conserva, Gina Paglia, and Steve Tipico.
Nice. More people.
We got more likes?
We have some more listeners.
We got breaking shout-outs.
Breaking shout-outs.
Hey.
She's got breaking shoutouts. We got breaking wind, I tell you.
Oh, wow.
Go to Walgreens. You can get a nice antidote for that.
Yeah,
thank you. Breaking shoutout.
Oh. Yeah.
I might have to leave on the breaking shoutout.
All right. So unless we have anyone else, I think we're good.
Well, I would like to thank you, Christopher, for those wonderful breaking shoutouts. Much appreciated, sir. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Nobody does it like you do.
Do you want to play Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon?
Thank you. Of course you'd know it was Carly Simon. Because you're way older than me.
I'm watching you.
I think Christopher graduated with Carly Simon.
I met her once.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
In high school.
I'm the guy, you know, you're Sylvain's written about.
Oh, huh? Really? I thought the whole time, I thought it was, what was his name?
Warren Beatty?
Warren Beatty?
They get us confused all the time.
Oh.
Probably because we were both in the movie Dr. Zhivago.
What part did you play?
Oh, that guy? His assistant.
All right.
I was the intern for Dr. Zhivago. I used to take his lesser appointments on.
All right,
like
good.
If someone had a hangnail, they'd send them to me.
I like to do the National Day every week, but I don't even know what this means. National Skip a Straw Day.
Skip a straw.
No, the straw day. What does that mean?
Pop the top off your iced coffee. I don't know. The lid, take them off.
Skip the straw?
Yeah. But it is also National Tortilla Chip Day.
You know what? If you're skipping the straw, you're right there in a battleground between you and herpes. Use the straw. Seriously. Do you want the herp?
No.
All right. Then forget the day.
I think it's a barnyard thing.
Skip the straw.
Skip the straw right to the horse.
But don't see dough. Skip the straw and don't see dough. Fuck our neck on our here we go.
All right.
Grab it by the hand.
Grab it
by the foot. I don't know. We're skipping the straw. We're square dancing here.
We are skipping the straw.
No, she do.
We're going to skip that whole segment now.
Hell.
But speaking of segments, I will have one coming up in about 10 minutes or so, a little bit more. It's my threesome at three.
Threesome at three, yes.
And it seemed to go over well. A lot of good feedback from the threesome crowd.
Is it Donny Iris? Are you playing a threesome with Donny Iris?
Speaking of which, why don't you take us out, Chris?
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful historic Medford.
And we'll be back with your threesome.
The right to, don't you know what playing with the maybe. Did I mean to treat you bad? Yeah, but I did it anyway. And then maybe some would say your life was sad, yeah, but you lived it anyway. And so maybe your friends that stand around you watch you crumble as you fall down to the ground. And then someday your friends will stand beside as you are flying. Oh, you were flying all so high. But then someday people look at you. They're what they call their own. They watch you suffer. Yeah, hear you calling home. And then someday we could take our time to brush the leaves aside.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Christopher, today is the 24th.
Thank you.
And I would never cut off Boston. We can get back to them, right?
Yeah, I guess eventually.
We meant to do some news stories and something that I am required to do on this station. You guys are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5. I don't know, today's show is really
woo-hoo.
Going, yeah, it's more cuckoo than normal. But welcome back. I'm going to give you a birth control PSA because, you need to hear this, okay?
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car and the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park, getting frisky in the dark. I gave your eye a poke. Think the dog is in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up. You and me, I never, ever, ever give up.
Is this the country version?
Getting hot and heavy with the whip.
Is she singing it to her brother then?
And dressing in the kitchen.
This is Taylor Swift.
Then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right.
Man, that girl's been passed you around more than a J at an Aerosmith concert.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Glorious titwillow or not. Hey. You're not supposed to talk through a PSA.
Well, don't start giving me looks like country. Hey, by the way, you know, there's a really good birth control method that Al Green used. He was sitting in the bathtub in 1974 and got hot grits thrown all over his body.
Yeah. His body or yeah. His junk?
Well, actually down his back.
Oh, that's why he looked like that.
Yeah, and then he found the Lord.
Who wouldn't? Anyways, boys and girls, it's 3 p.m. I don't know, should I do the threesome at three, which is our new segment.
Well, I'm trying to think if it's 3 p.m.
Well, you're a funny guy.
Yeah, well, Colin and I are going out for a nice coffee. So,
and after we could do some silly news.